Well, the Brewers' homestand continues tonight with game one of a three-game series against the Mets. And if you're attending the game on Tuesday night, the Brewers and its community foundation will host Unidos por Venezuela. When the Brewers take on the Mets at American Family Field, this will provide fans multiple opportunities to support humanitarian and disaster reliefs in Venezuela. Of course, the home country of Brewers All-Star William Contreras and star Jackson Churio, their lives were put on pause for a moment as things were affected in their home country after those devastating and deadly earthquakes. I want to welcome in Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hi, Rick.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
You're doing great. So before we get to the event, I was wondering if you could help us recap the collection efforts. We know that William and Jackson were in the community, and it felt like the outpouring of support from Brewers fans and people just interested in helping was quite overwhelming. I know they were really, it felt really impacted by it.
Yeah, it was, you know, just another example of how people in this community come together and help each other. It was not a shock, but it was very impressive. I mean, it was a last-minute notice. The players were going to be at this location, and the line was around the block for people donating, you know, goods and things that we can have shipped down to Venezuela. So just a testament to how much people here care. And, you know, Jackson and William do deserve a lot of credit for bringing awareness. Obviously, it affected them directly. And tomorrow night, we've got a $20 ticket available, gets you a t-shirt, and also the whole $20 will be donated for Venezuelan relief efforts. So we've got 5,000 of those tickets that we put on sale, and I suspect they'll all be sold out. But again, you can't, you know, you cannot look at this community and think this, they don't care, because every time people in need something, these people show up, and our community has been amazing.
Yeah, Milwaukee always shows up. The Brewers have always been active in the community, but this reaches well beyond Wisconsin. Rick, why is it important for the organization to support causes that have a global impact when they're so personal to members of the team?
Yeah, I think you sort of hit on it. I mean, everybody thinks of the players as, you know, these are extreme athletes focused just on wins and losses and all that. And, you know, everybody here, whether they were born here or born in a foreign country, they have family that they care about. They have friends they care about. And when you have a disaster of the epic proportions that happened in Venezuela a few weeks ago, you know, it matters. And you know, people couldn't, obviously, William and Jackson have to play baseball, but their hearts and their thoughts and prayers are with their people back home. So this was a way to sort of help promote healing and promote outreach, promote health, and promote aid to people who are desperately in need of it. So, again, you have to give William and Jackson credit for initiating it, and we're just following their lead.
You know, I had some people who were able to contribute to the cause say that, you know, Jackson and William, they didn't just show up to the event and shake a couple of hands, take a couple of pictures, and leave. Like, they were involved, like heavily involved, and teammates were there. And it was a game day, Rick, which I think says a lot, too, about, you know, what this means to everybody associated, whether it affected you directly or not, right? Teammates showing support for their teammates who were hurting on a game day, nonetheless.
Yeah, I think, you know, also speaks to the culture that Matt Arnold and Pat Murphy have created down in the clubhouse. This is a group of people. They may not, you know, they may come from different parts of the world, but they're teammates first and they're brothers. And if somebody's hurting, the rest of the teammates want to come and step it up. So little things like this mean a lot. When you have teammates show up to support each other, you know, these guys fight the battle on the field every day, and they're fighting for causes that are meaningful to them. And, yeah, to have all our players or most of our players show up on a game day to support this, it just speaks volumes to the kind of character that these people have.
For Jackson Churio and William Contreras, this is about helping people back home. Have they shared with you, Rick, what this support from Milwaukee has meant to them, or any updates? Because oftentimes in the media and for fans, you hear that initial interview in those sound bites, but then you don't necessarily hear the journey as it continues. Have you been able to speak with them to find out how family members are doing today?
Well, I talked, you know, I did talk to Pat Murphy, who obviously is with these guys every day, both, you know, at home and on the road. And he was just saying how touched and grateful these guys are. And, you know, something like this means a lot. And the fact that, you know, people, Wisconsin's a long way from Caracas and a long way from South America. But, you know, the fact that people in Wisconsin care, that did touch them. And again, I think they have seen so many instances of the fans here supporting the community, supporting the larger, you know, causes, regardless of where they are and what is needed. And so, yeah, it's one of the reasons why these guys like to be here and like to play here, is because the fan support for both them on the field as well as things that are important to them is off the charts.
Well, it was quick work getting this event together for tomorrow night. Unidos por Venezuela, $20 ticket that Rick mentioned. All the proceeds will benefit Venezuelan relief efforts. Do you go to the players with this idea, Rick, and say, here's what we're going to do, here's what we're planning on doing? Do they have any input or any level of appreciation? Like, how does that communication happen?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So something like this, whenever we're doing something that's for a cause, and in particular, when, you know, when Williams and Jackson sort of initiated everything, we went to them and said, listen, we want to do something that's meaningful, immediate, and will have real impact. And they thought it was great. And so it was real, it wasn't hard to put it together. And we walked them through it, and they've been really supportive. And obviously, they're active on social, and they're promoting it. So, yeah, it's great synergy when we go to them and say, how can we help? Does this make sense? And they were very enthusiastic.
We're talking with Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, about Unidos por Venezuela. But as long as we have you, Rick, I also wanted to ask you about something happening today. Started around noon, the Brewers unveiling a new community mural honoring Hank Aaron. This is really cool, and I love that the date for the reveal is significant. Today marks 50 years since one of the greatest moments in baseball history happened right here in Milwaukee, the anniversary of Hank Aaron's 755th and final career home run. Not everybody, got a lot of younger fans out there, not everybody got a chance to see Hammer and Hank play. For those younger generations, what do you hope they take away from today's celebration and now having this community mural that honors Hank Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, for like you said, for people my age, we obviously saw Hank Aaron play, and we know what kind of man he was. I was fortunate enough to meet him several times, and as good as he was as a player, he was even a better human being. And this was as genuine, a humble, and dignified person as you'd ever find, and somebody who loved Milwaukee. He wasn't from here, was from Alabama, and obviously played many years in Milwaukee, but then played and was a star in Atlanta and wanted to come back here and finish his career, but always loved Wisconsin, always loved Milwaukee. And I think, you know, for young kids who didn't see these heroes play, I think you got to have reminders of the greatness that was here, and that, you know, baseball in Milwaukee owes a huge debt to Hank Aaron. I mean, he took a team and made it a World Series champion in 1957, and obviously the Braves left, but, you know, the reason the Brewers are here is because the Braves set the table. And, you know, some of the great players in Brewers history can look back and say, well, you know, Hank was sort of the founding father of Milwaukee baseball, and we're just sort of living on his shoulders. And like I said, the things he did off the field probably to me are more impactful, but 755 home runs is a staggering amount if you think about it. And the stat that I always love about Hank is, you know, if you took away every one of his home runs and made it an out, he'd still have more than 3,000 hits as a major league baseball player.
Wow.
And that sort of says what steady, high-level performance for 20-plus years this guy put on the field.
Right, we're running out of mural space in Milwaukee, right? You got the Euchre thing up, the Hank Aaron thing up. It's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are so fortunate to have people like Euchre and Aaron and obviously Commissioner Seelig and all of these great, you know, baseball icons. So, yeah, as long as there's space around the city, we want to honor the legends, and we want people to cherish and appreciate these people who have made Milwaukee baseball what it is.
Rick, while we have you here, a good reminder about the alumni game here. I think people looking at their schedule are trying to figure out, like, well, wait a minute now. If Friday's game, this game starts at 3:10, what is going on here? The alumni are coming to town for the game. I know a couple of people I've spoken with are very excited to play. We're going to talk to Jonathan Lucroy a little later this week, but all part of a great night at the ballpark.
Yeah, we've got over 30 former Brewers players coming here. You know, based on the success of the Home Run Derby last year, we're expecting, you know, a full crowd here for a sort of an unusual 3:10 afternoon game. So obviously people who have to work, I think you just tell your boss, you just need a little bit of a break, come down to the ballpark. A lot of fun. As soon as the game ends with the Rockies, we'll have a 3-inning game. And, you know, Doug Melvin and Gord Ash are the official GMs. They're going to pick the teams. And I've talked to some of the players. I talked to Ryan Braun, and he's pretty excited. And, you know, I just said, Brawny, I know you're competitive, but let's just not get hurt. You know, you guys haven't played in a while, although Braun looks like he could still play. Some of the other guys, I want them to, you know, play hard but play safe.
Tell your boss, Rick said.
You take off. Yeah,
gotta
no
see
problem.
The alumni game.
Stop by the murals
just
and stop
email
by the
me.
Game.
Anybody can email me, and I'll figure a way to get get out a work card or something.
Awesome.
All right, you heard it here on Midday.
Rick, always great to connect. Should be a great week at the ballpark and gearing up for bigger things. We know as October rolls around. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rick Schlesinger joining us here. So, yeah, Friday's game, keep that in mind here, a 3:10 first pitch, a very rare 3:10 start on a Friday, all because of that alumni game. So it should be a great night at the ballpark.
And what's Rick's email again? We've got it. No.
Easy to find, I'm sure.